Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 794. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we started talking about last shiur in reference to if somebody made a bracha, let's say in a case in time, let's say hamaitzi, right? And they have to eat the challah, but and they want to now. So what do you have to do? You have to take a bite of the challah, right? You have to eat the bite of the matzah, of the challah, the bread, whatever it is. Doesn't love dafka. We're not talking specifically about Shabbos. In general, the general case. So you have to take a bite. But now the question is, I ate something else instead, or it's even something else whereby I didn't eat another bracha, like a tuna fish, right, or a piece of chicken, or something else that's covered by my hamotzi. Technically, as long as I ate a kazayis, b'chdei achilas pras, which we discussed that last year. I don't want to go through it again, where as long as a person ate a kazayis under a 4-minute period, obviously that covers everything, and that's what he's supposed to do right away. But the question is now, I didn't. The question is now, is it considered a hefsig, an interruption, whereby I have to make over another bracha? So in other words, is eating or drinking a different food a hefsik to the extent whereby I have to remake the bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah brought down in the Siman Reish Tes, Sif Katan Ches, that the answer is no. Just stam eating another food, albeit by mistake or whatever, would not be considered a hefsik, and they could continue on with the eating. And he said, Kem Shalai Hefsik Bedibur Ben Saim. And the case was over there, which we spoke about last year, the person had a mind to drink wine. He made a bar priyagof, and he had a mind this wine, other wine. They're going to bring him afterwards more wine. Fine, so it's all good. But then he started drinking, and he realized the cup is water. So then, okay, good. He stopped or whatever. They brought him the other wine, and he continued drinking. His mind was on the other wine also. So it's still considered good. But I just want to mention one thing before we get to our subject of the challah pot, which Lamai said the halacha is the same thing, because we see that the interruption of food is not a hefsek. So tells us the Mishnah Berurah. But he brings down an interesting thing we should keep in mind in the Sharet Siyan, Sifkat Yud Beis. Vim Omar Bein Tzayim Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchus HaLenavod Nira Ditzarech Lach. He would have to say over the bracha. In other words, let's say he made Bari Priya Goffin, and he had in mind another cup or whatever the case is. Then he took a drink. He realized, oyvei, it's water. So oyvei, maybe my bracha is no good. Really, it is good because it's not considered a hefsik, right? So he said quickly. Then he quickly said, Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchus Elanavod, right? Which is what we say as it doesn't fix up the bracha levatala, but it's something which is what's supposed to be done. Which we've spoken about in the past. You say Baruch Shem Kivay Malchus Elanavod. If somebody said a bracha levatala, so lemaisa nirad etzarech lachazar levarach. He says the Mishnah Berurah. One says the Sharet Siyan over there in Sif Katan Yud Beis. The Sharet Siyan nirad etzarech lachazar levarach. You would have to make over the bracha because when you say Baruch Shem Kivay Malchus Elanavod, now that taka becomes a hefsek. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so now getting back to our what we started talking about actually last year, and that is in reference to the hamotzi, right? I made my hamotzi, and before I took the first bite of bread, so now I ate something else, right? So even if it's not a question of bracha levatala, it's part of my meal or whatever the case is. So tells us the Sefer Yitzhak Halacha. So we see that the Mishnah Berurah for sure, even though others argue, we see Mishnah Berurah for sure says it would not be a hefsek. Lechatchila says the Sefer Yitzhak Halacha is a nice chav beis in our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. Initially, preferably, well, what should be done? The right thing is that one should not, if they make a bracha on bread, you make a moitzi, you take a bite of the bread, of the challah, of the matzah, not another food, even though the other food might be part of your meal, right? The gefilte fish or whatever. But the evidim hifsik, good, so I forgot. I took a bite of the gefilte fish first, right? I licked some honey first, or whatever the case is. I ate some tuna fish first on my sandwich. But the evidim hifsik, if somebody made a interruption with eating the other food, lo yachzer yivarech, you don't have to make over the bracha again. And he brings this down from the Birch Zabayis, mitam sofik brachas lahakol, v'kach kosev ha-mishabru. And this is what he brings from our Mishabru, which we just quoted. because it's a shtickle machlokes, so we deal with having, it's a case of suffik brachas lahakel, right? Whenever it's a question in reference to a bracha, we don't make it over. If it's a valid machlokes, a valid difference of opinions. Okay, but the evidim hifsik lo yachta levarach, then dein lahafsik bein sam lereach psamim. He says also, one should be careful, it's a separate thing, but he says it, so we'll just bring it down over here, one should also be careful not to smell psamim, not to smell something in between the a bracha and taking the first bite. Okay, so just to end this off, to end off with the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, how he brings it down also in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, right, page Tof Chof Tes. He says in a Zayin at the end, V'im Hichnis Betos, I'm amazed by Chalacher. So if it was by mistake, right, which is what the case will be, nobody's doing this on purpose, obviously, nobody's making a bracha and start eating something else. It was a mistake, like the case of the water with the wine, or the case of the something else by the table, the part of the meal. They put something else in their mouth, he says. So the Maisa, like we said, it's a machlekes between the Taz and the Magen Avram, if you remake the bracha. We saw that the Taz wants to say that Yitaka make over the bracha. Magen Avraham says not, that if somebody put it because of an interruption, im achilas meichel zeh hu hefsek, so it's a machloikis. If this eating of something else in between is a interruption, okay, hu hefsek bein abracha let imas ha-meichel she'alav beirach v'safik brachas lahakel. So therefore, we say safik brachas lahakel, and one would not make over the bracha. So that's what he says. Machlek is between the Taz and Magen Avraham. Says the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, im achilas meichel zeh hu hefsek bein habracha let imas ha-meichel she'alav ha-meichel she'alav v'safik brachas lahakel. Okay, so I made a mistake. I just read wrong. Hifsik bin brach latimus amaychol shalav beirach. Okay, in other words, the food that the person made the bracha, they made an interruption by eating something else. And just reading on the bottom what he says in number 59. Right. So he said, just to give an example, could be any example. We saw even a question of wine in the Mishabura, but he says in a case in time somebody dipped their challah right into honey. So he says, "Prusas ha moitzi b'devash." They dip the challah in honey. Oy maniach halav shar dvarim kegavina. Somebody put cheese, right? The person has a cheese sandwich. Again, during the week, they have a cheese sandwich. Something like that. So now they wash. Now they made a hamoitziv. Shalo yachnis lepiv miyad achar abracha rak me'adivash. So the first thing they put is some honey in their mouth. They made the hamoitziv lachem in haaretz, and good. So you take a bite of the bread. No, he took a bite of the cheese. The cheese is part of a sandwich. He likes the cheese. He took first a bite of the cheese. He, by mistake, took a piece of part of the cheese that's on the sandwich. He took some of the honey that's on the sandwich or on the challah that he took first. Ela yachnis lepiv miyad gamei Right, so he said to make sure not to do that, right? Eliyachnes lepiv miyad gamei apatz, just to make sure that you put first the bread into your mouth. Of the shapid dummy af. That this is what's usually what is supposed to be done, but in case, like we said, it's a machlokes, if somebody did take some of the honey first, or somebody did take the cheese first, or did take the tuna fish first, or whatever the case is, so lemaisa, they could still eat the bread, of course, right away, stop, and eat the challah, or eat the bread right away, the rye bread, or whatever it is, the sandwich, eat that right away, it would not be considered hefsek, it's considered a hefsek lefi the taz, but it's a machlokes, safik brachas lahak. So you would not have to make over the bracha. Just make sure you stop and eat the bread or challah right away. Thank you for listening. Aslacham bracha kol tov.